Exactly, it's the syntax of Python. The syntax refers to the way you write the code. It's how you write the commands that the computer will understand. So the first thing you need to know is how to define a variable. You can think of a variable as a box that you put a value in. It could be a number, a string, a list, a dictionary, anything. And you just need to put an equal sign after the name of the variable. And on the other side of the equal sign, the value. You don't need to declare the type of variable. That's the difference between Python and Java. You just need to give it a value, and Python will figure out what type it is. So if I wanted to define a variable called age and set it to the value of 30, I'll just write age equals 30. It's that simple. Now, the next thing you need to know is how to write a conditional statement. Conditional statements are how you tell the computer to do something if a condition is met. For example, you can tell the computer to print "you are old" if the variable age is greater than 40. To do that, you would write an if statement. An if statement starts with the keyword if, and then you put the condition after it. And then you put a colon at the end of the line. And then you put the commands that you want the computer to execute if the condition is met on the next line. So in this case, I would write, if age is greater than 40, print "you are old." Now, you'll notice that I indented the print statement. That's important because indentation is how Python knows what commands to execute if the condition is met. If you don't indent it, you'll get an error. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that new programmers make. They don't pay attention to indentation. So make sure that you always indent the commands that you want to execute if a condition is met. And that leads us to the next thing you need to know, which is how to write a loop. Loops are how you tell the computer to execute a command multiple times. For example, you can tell the computer to print "hello" 5 times. To do that, you would write a for loop.